I'm John Milkey, the Milkman, and for almost 30 years, I was on the radio playing song after song after song that talked about sex. Except, if I dared talk about sex, I would find myself in HR. It was like I was handcuffed or ball gagged, except without all the fun that goes along with that. Well, early in my career, I knew someone who could talk about sex on the radio, and did. Suma Garvey had a syndicated talk show right across Canada, answering your questions and talking to her audience about everything to do with sex and sexuality. Well, here we are, Sue and I, together. Me as someone who, over the years, has openly revealed bit by bit his naughty side to his audience, and she as a sex therapist, a blogger, a talk show host. Oh yes, and as the owner-operator of an international open-minded group called WeAreTheDucklings.com. Welcome to another episode of Turned On, the podcast. Well, this week, starting off on a wonderful note, I'm in trouble with Sue McGarvey. like I said, I missed you last week, Sue, and she's like, you missed me. Where were you, John? You're right. You texted me, and I ghosted you.
Three times!
I will go to the naughty corner, Sue McGarvey.
And all right.
I'll try and wipe the smile off my face while there, too.
Well, it was Thanksgiving and we were all in that, you know, turkey coma. So I'm going to chalk it up to that. Yep.
And the whole long weekend, you know, people get pulled here, there and everywhere. Anyway, so I apologize, but it's nice to see you. It's nice to talk to you.
Nice to see you today. We were just talking about this amazing new RV that you have. You're going to travel the world, at least the continent, in your RV of love and go and do and talk about mental health. But I was reading about this luxury camper van where they have two women who will drive up to your house and they have the pull-out round, apparently it's a round bed in their luxury camper van, and will entertain businessmen in the afternoons in the park at your office or industrial place nearby.
The obvious cliche is we'll come to you.
Right. Yes. And you'll come later. Yeah. Uh-huh.
So if I didn't already have plans to make this a mental health awareness campaign, travel the country and talk to people about mental health. See, that's okay. Maybe that's plan B for it. If this doesn't pan out,
then you could be, John's caravan of love. Yeah. But yes.
Yeah. I'm going to show up outside your house. I'll be waiting for you.
Well, it's really interesting. It's really interesting how sex work has become even more acceptable. You know, when
it's
started
about
in radio,
time.
It's about time. And I started in radio, people were like, oh, it's all, nobody had any idea. And they're like, can she have an orgasm if I touch her elbow? And will her nipples fall off if I kiss her? Like crazy questions. And then it was, I don't want to know about, sperm and fallopian tubes. I want to know about anal sex and I'm getting questions from 16-year-olds and I'm like,
But and you see, now, I was there doing overnights part time when you were doing the syndicated talk show, and that's kind of where our paths first crossed. I'm actually amazed you even remember me at all, but grateful that you have, because I did a lot of the same thing in my years on radio. I kept trying to break that down in a city like Ottawa, which is just, it's stuffy, 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 and yet Ashley Madison every single year says this is the number one town for kinky and naughty affairs. Uh-huh. And I mean, Sue, you know as well as I do, if not better. I mean, the number of dominatrixes working here, the number of, websites devoted to, companions available in this. Listen, where there's power, where there's money, there is sex, and that is everywhere. And I mean, and I've been trying to combat this and just have these conversations. Look, if it's not your thing, I respect that it's not your thing. But the reality is, for a lot of folks, sex is a very natural thing, and adventurous sex is. I mean, just talk to the younger generation. There's absolutely no walls, no barriers. Maybe that's the end result of all these conversations that people like you and I have been having for years.
We have lots of embassies in this town. Come on, we have all the Germans. Like, everybody's coming. It's very cosmopolitan. And, it's interesting when we do the whole, I remember the first time we went to Club Madeline J, who I hear is a new sponsor for you. Hi, guys.
So they are. And I want to talk about that because, of course, I got pushback from people already. Oh, you're advertising, a sex place? Yeah.
Yeah.
Why not?
Well, Well, we went, you know, I called it beer, bowling, and brothel. It's not the right term. It was just tongue in cheek, but we went to the bowling lane.
We went
to the bowling lane, and I brought like 100 people through there. And it was really fun. And then we all went bowling, and it was great to go as a duckling outing. Everybody was like wide eyed and, oh, Sue, this is great. I'm like, yeah, it's great. You get to see the fantasy rooms in each room and the massage tables. And I know. Like, so it's well worth taking the tour.
I think people have this vision that only exists in places like Las Vegas, whatever else. By the way, I used to go to Vegas every 6 months. Prostitution, et cetera, like sex work in Vegas, they don't want that. Like, you got to travel outside of Henderson County in order to find that anywhere. There's legal brothels in, like, Reno, et cetera, et cetera. But Vegas is out. Now, Vegas is very sexy, but it's tough to find. So, listen, that exists everywhere, including here in Ottawa. So you better just accept it. And, again, if it's not your thing, I respect that. But for some folks, they're seeking that companionship. They can't find it elsewhere. They're trying to live out a fantasy. They're trying to do it in a discreet, safe place. Is that not better?
Yeah. Man. And I tell my clients, look, if you're, if you have an expectation that you want, you're a couple that want a single woman to look exactly like this to join you in bed, I'm like, pay for it, because you're not going to find it, unless you are completely Ken and Barbie. And even then, you're not going to find it. Pay for it. And you do it with discretion. There's not going to be any emotional connection. And these are girls who are putting themselves through school or different kinds of life choices. And they're straight up.
And most of the people I have met who work in that industry are, first off, so self-assured, but unbelievably well-educated, like you said. Mm-hmm. Listen.
Yeah. No, good people. Good way to do that. So anyway, I think we should end on this luxury camper van. So when you wear out the first one doing mental health, I think we should turn it into, the love mobile. Forget the mystery machine. We will. Yeah. I think we should drive across the country talking about sex. By that point, we'll be ready to, then we'll spend a while in Vegas. We'll have a great time.
All right, coming up, if you'll pardon the pun, we're going to talk boners with Sue McGarvey. This is Turned On, the podcast. So, gentlemen, I'm talking specifically to you right now. I know this sounds like a wonderful thing, however, a 3-day erection apparently is a bad thing, Sue McGarvey.
Yep, it's not a good thing. If you have a 4-hour erection, if you're 19, okay, but if it starts to get lingering, there may be a problem. And usually it's a result of either injury or medication. You've overdosed on the boner pills, and I'm hearing more and more stories that guys, they need a little bit more to get the same results, because when they first take it, if you've never tried them, if you've never tried Viagra, Cialis, Levitra, if you've never tried it.
And I haven't.
We should do. No. I'm thinking a shooter. You come to my house, party trick. It's not that, I'll send you home to your wife, but it's like, we'll just talk about sex for our time when we're doing our show. And then it
How
takes an hour.
How funny would that be to listen to?
It takes an hour to kick in, and then I'm going to kick you out the door. But it's good. But people, if you have it for the first time, you should be a rock star. You should leap tall buildings. You should pound nails. You should be able to, this thing, stiff as a board, the tent, the high school, math class where you're, seeing the cute girl. And
what just medically, what does it do? It doesn't make it longer. Doesn't make it bigger. It just makes it.
No, it's all it is. All your penis is 3 tubes. It's cool equipment. Like, don't kid yourself. It's really cool equipment. But the blood flows into these, what are called cavernosas. It's 3 cigar-shaped tubes filled with blood, and it gets enlarged and engorged, and it's blood pressure. It's taking a fire hose or even just a regular hose and making it stiff. That's what it does. Okay. Blood. All right. All it is blood. So if you, and all Viagra Cialis does is increases the chemicals that causes blood to flow to your genitals and blocks the chemical that is reset, that after you've climaxed, it's a reset chemical to put everything back to normal. So it blocks that chemical so you don't actually lose your erection and increases the blood flow.
Which is how you can end up in a situation where you've got an erection that lasts 4 hours,
three days. Well, there's this one guy that says it lasted 3 days, and that's bad because the blood's not circulating. You're going to start having other problems, and then you may not get an erection ever again. You need to go to the hospital at that point.
I think, you know, there's a part of me that kind of likes the idea of that for 3 days, but let's be real.
No, it's going to cause damage after, you know, so I'm hearing people saying, well, my penis broke. And I'm like, there's no bone. There's lots of muscle. So the one guys that are having erection problems often are, I heard it with the Bernstein diets or diets like that, where you lose a lot of muscle mass quickly, right? If you're on really serious diets where you don't, you know, you eat 300 calories a day and you're starvation,
but you're not doing strength training to balance that out.
Well, yeah, some of the muscle mass you lose is in your penis. Yeah. So stay away from extreme diets. That's my important safety tip of the day.
Stay away from the gym. Never mind diets.
No. I keep thinking I need to invent a penis barbell, but I haven't done that yet. Anyway, but it doesn't matter. You're going to try these erections, but sometimes after a while, you need to change up the medication. Otherwise, it doesn't work as well. And that's why you end up, you know, really tripling and quadrupling the dosage, and you get erections for a long period of time, and it causes a problem.
So seems to me I have seen a penis doorbell before, or doorbell.
Barbell.
Dumbbell. Thank you. Dumbbell here.
They're not really what works. Kegel exercises or taking a wet face cloth, putting it over your erection, moving the face cloth up and down. Works. Increasing that muscle tone.
Okay, we're kind of bouncing around subjects here, but okay. 3 day boners, 4 day boners, 3 hour boners, get to the hospital.
Well, not a 3 hour boner, because if you're continuing and it ebbs and flows, and you're going to have erections on and off through the day. But if it starts to get painful, if it's not going down despite you not being sexually stimulated at all, then it's time to get concerned.
And I'm sure they've heard it all at the hospital before, so just don't be embarrassed.
You need to keep that equipment working.
Not sure if I'm going to be over at your house anytime soon, Sue, for party, but okay. I appreciate the invitation nonetheless. All right, Sue, stand by. I got a question for you about a hot, hot, hot show that's streaming right now. I want to get your thoughts. That's coming up on Turned On, the podcast. This is Turned On, the podcast with Sue McGarvey. And I am the milkman, John Milkey. Spent the last couple of weeks as a bachelor and was looking for things to occupy my mind. Reached out to friend Sue and asked if there was anything binge-worthy on Netflix. And person after person after person, to no surprise really, said, yes, you need to watch How to Build a Sex Room. Have you seen this show?
I have seen the show. Oh, she's the cutest little... She's the little cutest little interior designer, sex expert with her scarves and her crazy shoes. Oh, I loved her. I loved her.
So this is the thing. So it kind of reminds me of, now you always get confused with Sue Johansson, who I know is a friend of yours. So Sue Johansson was the older lady, curly hair.
Oh, she's 90s. Like she's 90s. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Right. You see her on Conan O'Brien and whatever else, and, you know, slapping her face with a dildo the whole nine yards. Sue McGarvey, who I'm speaking with right now, my lovely co-host on the podcast called Turned On. Mm-hmm. You did a syndicated radio show, but you were both sort of like right there at the same time doing this. So
I actually replaced her on radio. She left and she had her show was called the Sunday Night Sex Show. Mine was called Sex with Sue. So I actually own the trademark, the brand. So it's great because I got some of her traffic. It was so fun. And some of her letters, which I've been forwarded to her. But it was so she wasn't going to do it. She was like, she's literally 30 years older than me and or more. And she, very much, much, much older woman. And she was giving it up when she got tagged to do some of the television and it just blew up. So that's, it was really great for her. Another good Canadian superstar. And then now we have this new one.
Right. So in the same vein. Yeah. This lovely, what would you say she is? Like maybe in her early 60s?
In her early 60s, I would say.
Kind of strikes me as like, and I think, in fact, in one of the episodes I watched, somebody described her as like the Mary Poppins of sex.
She's so adorable. She is. She's just, and completely, you know, she has sense of humor and she's British and she's just lovely. Anyway,
nothing phases her.
Nothing. And she's got this source for all this cool kit. Like, she's got all this neat stuff that you can find. I'm like, where did she get that?
I know.
You know, I know, like sexy, you know, sort of bookends, and she's got all the furniture. And I'm like, I want her. I want her Rolodex of like where you buy this stuff.
She did a BDSM room for a gay couple, all decked out in black leather and, you know, all these things. And she put hooks on the wall that are penises. Like, where do you don't walk into Winners?
No, Lowe's. It's not in the Lowe's website or, you know, Home Depot or, you know, no, you have to have a specific, I'm sure it costs a small fortune. But what a love. Oh, she had like, you know, and then she had the sensuous ones and then she had the giddy up one and she had the, you know, the really the small basement space where she made it, you know.
Oh, with a little trap door below the washing machine. Oh,
isn't that fun?
I don't want to give too much away because it really is fantastic. But yeah, you've got and it's only 8 episodes so far. Please tell me they're going to be doing more because it's so fun. I was really disappointed that there were only 8 because I could watch that 3 or 4 times a day and still not get enough. But you're right. From a little sex dungeon below the washing machine so that nobody knows to there is a polyamorous family there of 7. One of them wanted a play space for water sports. If you don't know what that is,
Google it.
Google it at home. She's also into bukkake. If you don't know what that is, Google that at home. But then, yeah, she's creating this like romantic space. She created a space out of like a gazebo for a woman who just likes to entertain from time to time, and she just rolls with it. It's fantastic. So I'm glad you've seen that show.
No, it's creating a safe space or creating a space for sexuality. And I tell my clients that you want to do that. You want to create. It doesn't have to be. You know, for me, you know, you don't have a separate space. I have really great linen and I have, you know, pillows and it looks lovely. But what I have are the IKEA drawers for all my sex toys. OMG. You know, all your fun paraphernalia. You know, the big IKEA ones that get like floor to ceiling. I have deep drawers
want. Sue, I've been to your home. We've had conversations about things. And you are notorious for suddenly disappearing and marching right back into the room seconds later with said thing. I know you carry. You're like the Amazon warehouse.
But it's accessible. What I'm getting to is it's accessible. I don't have to be digging in some bag in the closet when you're in the moment, right? You are able to say, okay, I want this right now. And I know exactly where it is. I have these IKEA drawers, and I know, you know, if I'm looking for whatever it is, it's there.
Can we get personal?
Of course.
All right. If you and I were to build sex rooms, you're building your sex room. Okay. I'm building my sex room. Top 3 things that you would have in your sex room.
You go first, because I need a second, because you knew where you were going.
In my room, absolutely a St. Andrew's cross.
Okay.
Absolutely a swing. And I'm gonna say a large shower.
I don't want any of those things.
Okay.
I'm all about the bathtub.
Nice.
I want a bathtub that fits. I think it would be great. A big bathtub that can have lots of bubbles. I want a room for my costumes. I love dressing up. I love that. I want space to put, you know, all of my costume. Here, I got my costumes. I've got my, you know, my look. Within reach of me. Not talking about this. I've got my clown nose because I'm looking at Halloween, and I've got my sailor cap.
You've got your clown nose. There's nothing that says sex room like your clown nose and your sailor hat.
I just happen to have it close. Anyway, I want those two things. And, you know, I think I want a bidet. You know, where you sit on it.
I know.
Bits. Yeah.
No, I know. Clean. I'm just trying to. Okay. So it's a cleanliness aspect that you want.
I like water. I think that would be really fun. I have a lovely bed, but I think having water, having a bidet and a big.
I was just trying to figure out what the association was to sex, but I've got you now.
Yeah. Well, the bidet for sure. Everybody knows what the association is for sex, but.
The podcast is called Turned On. You can get it wherever you download your podcasts, and you can also hear Sue on air with me on btrradio.com. We pride ourselves on being your number one for naughty fun. Hey, what would be in your sex room? Let us know. You can email Sue at...
Sue@sexwithsue.com. I want to know.
Next up on Turned On, the podcast... Sex and Halloween.
All right, Sue McGarvey, Halloween is just around the corner, and I know there are a good number of people out there who love Halloween because there's
me, I love Halloween.
Okay, yeah. But there's something very, very sexy about it. You know, listen. Let's not kid ourselves. The people who dress up as a naughty nurse, that's not the only day of the year that dressing up as the naughty nurse, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But the one thing that I cannot understand, and you said you just did a TikTok video that revealed that this is such a huge thing with folks. What is the fascination with sex at cemeteries?
I know. Anyway, well, it was this idea of where was the most unusual place. I was actually at Carleton University at their biology exhibit where they have all the butterflies.
Yes.
I was doing a presentation for Carleton Pride, and I had like half an hour before I'm parked right in front of the biology building, wandered in.
I don't
in,
know
saw
where this
butterflies,
is going, Sue, but okay.
Saw all the butterflies. Anyway, and I was alone in this thing, and I'm immediately thinking in this very hot tropical with little butterflies going, what a great place to shag. I would like
yeah.
It would just be a fun place to do it. And then, of course, I needed to do a TikTok because I do these TikToks. Coffee with Sue. If you haven't found me, I made, Coffee with Sue or Segs with Sue, because you can't say sex on TikTok.
I've noticed that's kind of trending, too, in your world on social media. People who talk about such things, Segs.
So that's the word. So Segs with Sue, if you want to, you know, or Coffee with Sue, find me. But so I did this TikTok at the Carleton University, and I'm thinking, where was the most unusual place you've ever done it? And I must have had, I've got 55,000 people that follow my crazy TikTok account. And there were like at least, I don't know, there must have been 30 people that said, oh yeah, the graveyard. This, you know, in the cemetery and graveyard, cemetery is just a place where people go dead. A graveyard is beside a church. I didn't know that, but apparently I was corrected on that.
Nor did I. Okay.
That's the difference, right? Graveyard is beside a church. Cemetery is just... a random place. So they wanted to go creepy at night and do that and have sex in said cemetery, said graveyard. And that was the big thing on my TikTok. And I went, I don't know, not around here. You know, not today. It's cold and wet. But, you know, closer to Halloween. You know, I think Halloween is so much fun. And to do that spooky thing. And if it would turn you on or get you all weirded out or you want to do it or... But there was an article saying that the woman was there to put flowers on her late husband's grave. And there was a couple in the middle of the afternoon banging on one of the tombstones.
I saw that article.
And I thought, ooh, pick your moments, people. Like, do it after. Do it when it's closed. Because, God, you know those fences, those little stone fences are not very high.
But
you can climb over them.
But, you know, there's a whole segment of the population that, you know, thrives on the danger. So at nighttime, it's somewhat safe, right? And it's almost somewhat acceptable. Daytime, a little more danger, the risk factor of getting caught. Now, getting caught by the wife of the deceased, yeah. I don't think anybody was kind of banking on that.
No, that was, but I'm thinking at night you get spooky. It's, you know, you don't know if there's ghosts, you know, like if people believe in that, that's a whole thing, right? I would rather you go and shag in the change room at the Halloween stores. They make them really big. I think that people are going there in the naughty nurse outfits and lifting up the back of the naughty nurse outfit. I do. Or the bad patrol. I think that
there's a lineup to get in. So don't come at me about my sponsors being Club Madeline J. When you're all going on a Spirit Halloween just down the road and getting it on in the change room.
Mm-hmm. I think there's some of that that's going on. I do.
Now, could you do it in a graveyard cemetery, Sue?
You know, sure. Especially, you know, I have this vision of like the blanket and the sunny day and, you know, someplace that where all the grave sites are, you know, like 100-year-old plus. Ugh. And you're under an apple tree and you're just, you know, but That's not what people are doing. People are doing it when it's late at night and it's spooky.
You're naughty. Coffee. You're naughty as hell. But you know what? The more we have these conversations, the more I realize there's a very romantic side to you, too.
Thank you. But that to me, I'm about comfort, right?
Yeah, the apple tree and the blanket.
Discomfort. I'm of a certain age. I don't want to be bent over a tombstone. Anyway, we're gonna not drill on that, but I'm gonna think about that. But
oh
I
my goodness,
know where you want to shag? Send me a note. Tell us where you want. Well, most unusual place. Yeah,
Your email address so people can do that.
Sue@sexwithsue.com.
Okay. By the way, I know you didn't ask, but I'm gonna tell you anyway. Me doing it in a cemetery. No. Freaks me out. The idea of being, you know, buried, dead and gone, and people doing it on top of me. Oh, hell yes. In fact, now that we've had this conversation, I think I'm going to have a couple of, you know, like eye hooks installed on my tombstone just for that reason.
That's a great. I have a friend who wants to be, he's cremated, going to be cremated, and his very clear instructions. He wants to have his ashes sprinkled on Orient Beach, the largest nude beach in the world, and have beautiful women sit on his face for eternity.
Well, that one-ups what I've always said. It was a joke I heard somewhere, and I think people, I've said it so often, I think people believe that I'm actually meaning this to be true. Please don't do this. On my tombstone, I want it to say, ha ha, I can see up your skirt. Sue McGarvey. I've never been that adventurous, I gotta say. I don't have an answer to that question because I really just, I haven't been that adventurous. But the day is young. I go to see what the world brings me. Thanks for tuning in. This is Turned On, the podcast. Mm-hmm. Sue McGarvey, Sue@sexwithsue.com. And I am the milkman, John Milky from BTRradio.com. You can email me, Milky, M-I-L-K-Y, @blasttheradio.com.